Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September the 7th, 265th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor, out of the first, Mr. Bone.
Good morning, sir.
Boy, how many of those wristbands do you have on these days?
Oh, a few of them.
Yeah, along with the Rolex watch.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's what got my attention.
Yeah. My $39.95
yeah, well,
Casio, you know, Rolex.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was the red crayon that you used spelling the Rolex that got my attention. All right. Our quote this morning comes from David Searles. Seeing death as the end of life is like seeing the horizon as the end of the ocean. I know, it's a little heavy, but
oh,
you can work
man.
With that.
That's like, what would a chair look like if your knees bent the other way?
Different. Yeah. Oh,
well, boy. I do feel, before we start, I do need to apologize to you because I hear that we lost one of our community commenters. Tom Cookman has retired, but your loss is Redwood Fields in the Humboldt Youth Soccer League's game because now he's a soccer coach.
Oh, I see. That's where he's, okay. So you get to hear him still comment.
He's still kicking.
It's just a different focus.
He's still kicking it around, but he's helping his grandkids. So I think he's coaching with his daughter. And I want to do a shout out to Tom. I mean, you always had to think about what he said because he had a lot of great points and he actually made a lot of great sense. And Tom's been a friend for quite a while. And I'm sorry I won't be able to hear him and have him call me up and says, "Sorry, Rex, I attacked you today."
Yeah, well, you know, don't expect those calls from me either.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Yeah, I don't get very many of them.
Well, I suppose that speaks to some of the discussion we've already had, you know, before the show. There's a lot of different folks around here with a whole lot of different opinions, and most of us aren't shy about sharing them.
I think that's what makes Humboldt great. Because 90% of us can get along. You know, it's my favorite proverb, being able to tell somebody to go to hell so they look forward to the trip. I mean, being able to give your opinion and then afterwards go have lunch with the person, even though your opinions may be 180 from each other. And I love opposing opinions. I think it's great because, I'm as bad as anybody. I'll get stuck on something thinking I'm right, and then all of a sudden somebody gives you another aspect or how it affects them, and you're going, well, I hadn't really looked at it that way. And I mean, I think that's the whole thing, is balancing everything. And I know a bunch of people are going, you mean he looks at stuff? No. But
well, that's one of the things that I remember most and miss most about Rodoni. Let's fight like cats and dogs, but at 5 o'clock, let's go get a beer.
No, and I mean,
and it's just such a great working mantra to have, particularly if you're in a political arena or a public setting where, yeah, I'm surprised that the EPA isn't suing one of the two presidential candidates for leaving a footprint on the beach when they walk on the beach. I mean, things get that squirrely and that silly sometimes. But to be able to say, okay, kind of like Wile E. Coyote and the shepherd dog in the cartoon. Well, at 5 o'clock, the whistle goes and they go off together.
Well, and they talk about the media, but it just cracks me up because I was talking about Bo Sembeckler's favorite quote, you know, about getting along with the media. I noticed it applied to Trump the other night. It says, Bo Sembeckler told the press one time, if I walked out of this room and walked across the swimming pool, the headline would be, Bo Sembeckler can't swim.
Right.
So, you know, it's just, it's looking at all the different attitudes and stuff like that. And it's a small community. I get out in a lot, so I hear it.
Yeah, and ignore some of it, hopefully. KINS, News and Information Time is 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for some place different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, the concept of getting people's opinions and from the commenter's perspective, knowing that it matters. How do you reinforce that with folks? I mean, cause, you know, either people know you and they know of you, they know people who know you. Okay, that's one thing. But as an elected, there's still the hesitation because there's a title. You know, and you can be slopping mud and you still got the title and that hesitation that people have. How do they know that their comments are at least paid attention to before they're dismissed or before they're embraced, that they do have your mind?
Well, I've got some pretty good regulars, and I use their comments a lot. I use I'll use their wording a lot, and they'll go, "Oh, you did pay attention." And I think that's a big part of it, because I think we're just a conduit to get things done for the public. I mean, we don't get elected. I mean, I know I don't. I don't get wrapped up in it too much. I didn't get elected, I hope, because of my intelligence, because that'd scare the hell out of me. But I hope.
Well, you're talking about truth in advertising.
I hope I got. It's truth, and I just did it the fair, smarter than a fifth grader. I got put in my place really good. But no, I think it's because I'll listen to people and hopefully get a consensus of what the majority wants and bring that forth, or at least bring some semblance of that forth. I mean, it may change because, I mean, you still have to apply it. It still has to be applicable to the masses. So, I mean, we can't be too definitive. You know, it's a policy that affects everyone. So it affects everybody different. So you kind of have to have the policy all encompassing in a roundabout way. And you try to make that work for everybody. So it's economically, environmentally, the big E's, you know, and so it works for everyone to a certain extent.
Engineering. So is the community typically informed enough to have an opinion? Or do we spout off with some? Do you get dialogue, or do you get people just spewing?
I get a lot more dialogue than I get spewing. And the people that I get the spewing from, they have no desire to change my mind. They just have a desire to attack. And not just me. They attack anybody. Our characters, our families, our, you know, when it gets to that point, I just sit there, seriously. And you want me to take you seriously? So, but we get some great dialogue. And I go back and I think he was probably my favorite guy when he talked, was Aldo Bongio. Aldo Bongio talked at a lot of city council meetings, but he threw some pearls of wisdom and saying, wow, that makes a lot of sense, because he was a very bright guy. So I always, you know, you look at these people that come up and speak. I figure they've taken the time. They want to come speak. Some people come up and speak, say the same thing every week, or a semblance of the same thing. But the variation may work. So if we don't act on it, they sometimes get upset. And sometimes we can't act on it because it's just it's, you know, the public comment part. But
a formal setting is one scenario. Somebody bumping into you at the grocery store is a different scenario. Are they both treated the same?
Yeah, if we need something quick from the grocery store, I don't go. Let's put it that way, because I have lots of conversations. And trust me, I don't dispute any of them, and I don't stop any of them, because I love the input. I love the input because it's knowledge. It's liquid knowledge. I mean, they're putting it out there, and they're looking at their perspective. That's how you get that all-encompassing perspective.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever been able to go in and out without talking.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's part of it.
Oh,
part of being someone who is recognized for whatever reason. That comes along with the territory.
I have, you know, and you have the same. You know, the same, whatever you want, albatross or blessing, and I call it a blessing.
Opportunity. Yeah.
You know, blessing is, I shop and I live within a mile of where I basically grew up, mile and a half where I grew up. My dad's grocery store, my dad's corner. I got to grow up in a corner grocery store. I mean, we don't have a lot of those anymore. that was the best childhood ever because I got to meet so many people. And I mean, nothing, and I know you get the same thing, nothing fills your chest with more pride than, God, I remember your dad. I mean, gosh, you know, you love that because as days go by, people that remember your dad aren't around anymore. You know, and you like that. You know, not that he, you know, was a lifesaver, but he owned a corner grocery store. And that's where I got to grow up in. And those neighbors, and that's the neighborhood, are pretty close to where I live now, so.
The fabric. Well, let me ask you one that is probably more stereotypical, but you're representing the first, and that's kind of where a lot of the source is. If somebody is a local native versus somebody who's just moved here or somebody who's fourth generation, treated the same? Or because of their experience or their knowledge or their history, does one take a higher priority?
No, I think they're all treated the same. I love new people to our area because especially if they're here and they realize everything we've got here. Now, we have some new people that come in that says, well, where we came from, this is how we do it. And yes, why'd you leave? And they go, well, because it was getting so overrun. Or I'm going, okay. You know, but I think everybody comes here for the right reason. And I think they don't have the historical knowledge. But the other thing is they do have an outside perspective. And what the way we may be doing it, because we've always done it that way, somebody might be doing it better, believe it or not.
Some claim it. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Rex Bone.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone, Humboldt County Supervisor. Talk Shop presented by Redec and CDH Painting. Rex, you at the end of the last segment, you talked about new perspectives. Folks relocating into the area versus those of us who, you know, we know family histories and the connections and all that kind of stuff, and just different perspectives. How do you task yourself to get your butt out of here, to go to these communities that are outside the area, to experience and to do that research on your own, rather than relying on secondhand or even worse, I would suggest, fellow electeds? How do you get out, do it, and keep it real?
Well, and we talk about this, and it's nothing new, but within the last couple of years, or 3 years, we've joined an organization called RCRC, Rural Counties Representing Communities, and there's 35 rural counties. We have a meeting once a month where 35 rural counties, and we talk about problems, solutions, and these are counties that have from 900 people in their whole county to upwards of 275,000. So we talk about what's going on. They all have homeless issues. They all have the same issues. How are you dealing with it? How have you applied to it? What's working for you? You know, where are you doing? How are you working with the Forest Service because they own such a big chunk? How are you working with the state? You know, things like that. And we're very well financially, so we've got some political pull in Sacramento alone. You know, I always tell you, 49% of the voting, you know, registered voters like Orange County South. That's a lot of pull down there.
It's an anchor. It's not a pull.
It's an anchor. And so that's why we have to pull all these rural counties, which is all of us on this northern end, Siskiyou, Shasta, Butte, Trinity, Del Norte, all of us together to speak as one, you know, because at the end of the day, we all have the same resource problems. You know, we're all short on money. We all have infrastructure we have to take care of, and we don't have the big draw to pay for that because we all have high magnitudes of public lands, so we don't have... We just don't have the revenues.
Well, let me hit you with this one. Then you touched on it, and that's I just have to plant the hook a little bit tighter. Homelessness. Last Friday, Greg Sparks was on, and we were talking. I forget if it was on air or off air. It wasn't that dicey, so it could have been either. I said, "How do you describe to your buddies in Colorado, your buddies in Iowa, your buddies throughout the country, what we are like here with the homeless?" And he said, "You know, everybody says homeless. Everybody says they've got homeless. But their homeless isn't like our homeless." And I kind of went ding on that one and said, and immediately went to the position that saying everybody's got homeless like we do is a cop-out. Because ours aren't the same. We do have something significantly different than everybody else.
I would say in Northern California. Redding's suffering some of the same problems.
Yeah,
but, and that's not to make our problem go away. I'm just saying
And my fear is that we try to diminish it because, everybody has it. So there's nothing we can do. We have to accept. It's like, wait a minute. Our homeless are totally different. Some of the stories, you get it from Downey and you get it from Mills and...
I see it every day out my window.
Doberstein and it's a different. This isn't what a lot of communities have. This is different, and to accept it as being everybody has homeless, and not recognize that difference. That's what as an example. That's what I'm hoping when you get out of the state that you're looking for, not homeless specifically, but across the board, those different ideas, not that we buy into California, but how do people do things differently in other areas, outside of the state as well as inside the state?
I think for Northern California and a lot of cities in California, the homeless issue and the mental health issue is probably the biggest thing we face right now. And I spent last week, just the other day, I spent probably an hour and a half down at the village, at Betty's Village. And I looked, and she's located, I think, 48 people in the last 3 months from the containers into permanent housing. Those are pretty good numbers. But now we're looking at some issues coming up with the budget motel. They've got a lot of full-time residents there, and they're looking at some, I don't know what the city's going to do there because of all the calls. I don't know what's going to go on. We have some other issues with a rest home up on Pine Hill that the neighborhood has been taken under siege because the rest home has actually been taken over by a bunch of squatters. And it's the property lessee and the owner are trying to get them out of there, have served them with evictions. Now they've got to stay, and it's going to go to court. But nobody has a lease. They're just all staying there. And it's become quite an issue because there's as many as 12 abandoned cars up there. There's abandoned motorhomes and and the problem is the Pine Hill neighbors feel like they're under siege. I'm getting phone calls all day long, and it's not right. I'm going up there every day.
And rightly so, that they feel like they're under attack.
I'm up there every day because I just have to go up there that we're aware, but we have to protect their rights.
Whose rights?
The people that are squatting. So
the illegals. Okay.
I may end up in court, so I'll just be careful here.
I might be there with you, too.
It's just been a very trying situation, and I feel so much for the residents. And I know the property owner wants to turn it back into a proper rest home because there's obviously going to be a need for
there's
it,
needs,
it looks like,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So, and it's just been very trying. And I talk with her a couple times a week, and she's been, understanding, but, very frustrated at the system and it's the system.
Do you think homeless is the biggest issue we have, whether it's culturally or structurally?
I think it's the one that hits us in the face the most.
Maybe the most visible.
I think it's the most visible. I mean, we have other issues.
Aging infrastructure is what
aging infrastructure.
Came to my mind, and obviously economic malaise.
You know, I find myself doing something, and Tom and I have talked about this at length. You know, looking at having to raise taxes in, you know, and I had a guy give me a great idea the other day. Instead of making it a sales tax, making it a gas tax. There's different reasons we can and can't do it that way, and HCOG is trying to do it. I mean, you drive around, look at these roads. Our roads are terrible, and we've got to do something with it, and we're trying to do what we can, but we've talked about the budget, what's been taken away from roads so much, and you know, I always say this. I was told Jimmy I was going to do a Obama on him and throw him under the bus, and says it was the past administration that just didn't do it, and he'd laugh. But I mean, it's just, you know, when we had money, maybe we should have put more money into it, but we've never been a flush county. We've just been had enough money to get by. So people say, well, just cut services, quit spending so much money in it.
Not so much of it is mandated anymore.
You know, I mean, that's a big part of it. And I mean, I'm not going to cut sheriffs. I'm not going to cut, you know, we can't do that. I mean, it's already bad enough as it is. I don't want to give them a more of a pass than they already have.
KINS, news and information time. It's 8:45. We'll be back with more from Rex Bone.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, news and information time. It's 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, as you look at the future, we got this, and I guess I'll start calling it goofy, proposed tax, sales tax, coming up in the fall. Okay, I don't think anybody's really holding their breath about that, but the structural stuff, the big ideas, the major issues, I concur with you 100%. I don't think it's something that we're going to find here locally. I don't think it's in the state. I would rather see you take some of the tourist or the travel money, tourist money. Listen to me,
yeah.
The travel money that you may now be going to D.C. on. Go to Pennsylvania. Go to Mississippi. Go to Missouri. Go somewhere and see how they, you know, spend a day with a supervisor or a commissioner, whatever their equivalent is, in those communities. See what they have to say.
Yeah.
And how do they deal with?
Well,
it may be apples to kumquats, but it's a totally different perspective then.
I don't know who you have on next. I'll have him bring the book. We basically do that now. We belong to an organization called NACO, with National Association of Counties. They just had their annual meeting in Long Beach. I mean, next year it's in Columbus, Ohio. But they'll come out, it's a four-day session. They'll have 40, 60 breakout sessions. And it will be, how do you deal with? And it'll be county leaders from Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, from little, you know, little smaller counties, different things. How do you deal with a homeless? How do you deal with mental health issues? And you go to those to get those ever, I mean, it's amazing, tribal, cultural.
It doesn't say ship them to California, does it?
Yeah. I'm not so sure that isn't the fact for a lot of them.
Well, yeah, ideas are a dime a dozen. It's the implementation of them that makes the world go around. Enjoy the rest of your week, man.
I will. Thanks, Brian.
We've been Talking Shop with Rex Bone. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.